Hi, Rocket fans. This is senior lineman Brady Burke. We appreciate all our Rocket alumni and boosters, especially those who support our weekly podcast. This week's show is brought to you by Tanner Tabor at YTG Insurance. See Tanner for your home, auto, and other line of insurance.
Well, Coach Starnes, it's week 9, and this is the game we have been setting on since day one. This is the game we knew would probably determine the district championship, and here we are, and indeed, that's the case. Russellville comes to Marion on Friday night, 7 p.m. kickoff, and it should be a good game.
Yeah, and we are excited about this game. It is a game that we mark on our calendar, and because it's a district championship, and last year it was held at Russellville. This year it's held at our place. It's going to be senior night. Hopefully it's going to be a packed house. It is going to be for the district championship, so I can tell you, Chris, that they are a good football team. They're not what they were last year, but I can tell you that they have enough athletes that they're a good football team, and they concern me because of their athleticism. And John Myers does a great job with them there, and he and I are pretty good friends. they run a wing tee, so that presents us problems because it's misdirection and deception, and it makes you have to play your responsibility and be focused in what you're supposed to do at all times. And because if you're not, it just takes one false step, and they've got some athletes who can go the distance on you. So, you know, we're going to have to make sure that we gang tackle, we box them in, we play our responsibility, and we play mistake-free football.
Of course, they come into this game ranked number 6 in Class A. They're 6-2 on the season. 2 losses to Glasgow over in the 3rd District, one of the better teams around year after year. And Logan County, a surprise, undefeated this year. And that game, I know, was close. And I think you've seen the film on that. And maybe Russell had an opportunity to win it. But we're also a pretty good football team, too. We put up 174 points in the past 3 games. You know, I anticipate it being a good football game.
You know, and we expect it to be a football game. If we execute, then you know, it can be a good game. And you know, we're not bad offensively either. You know, we try to get after you defensively. But we've got some young players and some inexperienced players. And when you get some faster players and run some deception and misdirection, then you don't know where their minds are going. I mean, they're trying to make a play. They're excited. They're geared up, and they can be deceived in what they see out there. So it's all about reading your keys, trusting your keys, and reacting to it, and not trying to get caught up with what's going on in the backfield, because that's what wing tees try to do. But you know, they've got 3 or 4 kids that have 400 yards of 200 something to 400 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they've got good athleticism. You know, I don't think it is what they had last year as far as across the board, but they're still very athletic. Quarterback runs well, and they're going to try to run it. They're not comfortable with passing for the year to 36% completion rate. But they don't want to throw the ball, and they have tried in a Fulton City game. They tried to spread it out like we do and run the spread, and they didn't look very comfortable in doing that. So, you know, our goal is to set everybody up and stop the run and force them to throw it. If they're throwing it, then we're winning the ball game.
Yeah, they've thrown or completed 24 of 67 passes this year. That's a half for Hunter Boone.
Yeah. You know, but I mean, I tell you, they run the wing tee well.
Yeah, I see. They looking at their statistics. They've got 5 kids, as you mentioned, with over 200 yards rushing. So they're delivering it to a lot, putting in a lot of kids' hands, and got a lot of weapons. You can't key on one guy. It does look like number 20 Edward Barber, maybe Jacoby Mason, who played last year. I remember him at number 2, or maybe their top 2 go-to guys.
Yeah, and they are. Those are the 2 guys they want to get the ball to, and don't rule out Naylor. He's the quarterback. He'll run at times. You know, they just want to make sure that they spread it out and they're quick, and so. You know, we just have to make sure that we play sound football and do what we're supposed to do. You know, they've hurt us in the past with big fullbacks and running and, you know, I mean, just pounded us. And so, you know, we still have our 3 freshman linebackers in there, and, you know, they were players of the game, all three of them, for the week before. So, you know, they're going to have to step it up and play. They're not freshmen anymore, and they're going to have to make sure that they understand what's going on and the scheme that we're trying to do and what we're trying to do in order to stop their run. And believe me, we're going to work hard on trying to stop their run and force them to throw the ball. And when they do throw it, we got to make sure that we cover them. So it's a double-edged sword. You know, it's, you know, what are you trying to stop? You know, they run it hard inside, and then they're quick enough to run it outside. So, you know, we've got a good scheme together for them, and this is a district championship game, and you know, when you have games like this, then you're supposed to elevate your level of play, and every play means something, and you know, you just can't take a play off. You have to go in there and you have to fight hard for a championship.
You know, looking at the Lichtenhouse ratings in the Courier Journal this week, Russellville's ranked number 15th. Right ahead of them is Campbellsville over in the other district, on the opposite side of what we're going to see in the playoffs at some point, probably. That number, Campbellsville's number 14. Russellville 15, and Crittenden County's 19th, right behind them. All of us there pretty close in the points, in the Lichtenhouse points, within 10 points of one another. But then the rest of the two districts just fall really far off. Fulton City, Caverna, Knox, Fulton County, all down near the bottom. Even Bethlehem this year is really struggling. So this is really the only meaningful game in the two districts this Friday. The rest of it looks like it's already been hashed out. And Campbellsville will be at Caverna this week. Caverna's 0-8. Campbellsville's 3-5. Looks like they're going to win
the district. Well, I mean, Campbellsville's going to win the district. Bethlehem's going to be second. Fort Knox beat Caverna, so they're going to be third. And then Caverna's going to be fourth. So it's already established there, and we know that. And so our thing is the district championship, and if we win the district championship, then we host the all the way through the semis, I believe, at our place. And so if we don't, then we play our first home game and then possibly have to go to Campbellsville after that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was the same situation last year, except in the past couple of years, I think, that we had to go to Bethlehem. So the important thing is for us to understand what's at stake. But, you know, we have to know that this is a district championship, and we need to make sure that we're relaxed and focused and don't tighten up and, you know, and just play the way that we're capable of playing. Chris, we just don't believe that we've really put together four quarters yet this mm-hmm. season. You know, we feel like that Stewart County probably was our most complete game that we played, mm-hmm. And that was the first game. So our expectations were high, and then it just kind of fell from there. And so, you know, we have to make sure that we play a complete game, and we have to do that Friday night in order to win.
Oh.
You know, we are getting some players back. Brandon Lamy is, you know, he's back full force with his knee. Cody Belt's back. He served his game, but his knee as well. You know, he's back practicing, no problems with his knee. Beaver served his game suspension for running out on the field during a fight, and he's back, and he's excited to play. So, you know, we're still looking at getting Castiller back this week, being released.
The timing's pretty good on all these guys.
Yeah, it needs to be. It needs to be. And we have to look at Thursday whether or not Hunter Jones is going to be back. He goes back to the doctor on Thursday. And, of course, we know that Gavin is out.
Right.
And so we'll miss him. But, you know, I mean, we're getting players back, and we're getting close to where we are as this time of year in full force, and you know, that's a good thing for us against Russellville. So we have to be on our toes for them, and we have to make sure that we play very aggressive.
And you never want to have injuries, and they're part of the game. We understand that, and this year. The injuries, and again, you don't want them, but in a way it's somewhat fortuitous that these younger kids got an opportunity to play when those guys were out injured. And now we see that, hey, maybe our depth is even a little better than it was, and some of these guys are starter material.
Yeah, and you know, it is good that you have somebody that can come in and play at those positions that you have injuries. And that's why we know, Chris, that we try to tell players at the very beginning that, you know, we have to try to get two and three players ready at every position, even if we have to shuffle them around, because generally you just don't go through a season without injuries, and somebody's going to have to go in there and play. And so you want to make sure that they're capable of doing that. Fortunately, our strength, we feel like that this year in our freshman group, is at our linebacker. And of course, you know, we have Ian Ellington, who is starts at offensive guard and as a freshman and does a great job there. But our others are starting at linebackers. And keep in mind, too, that, you know, Lathan Easley is one of them that also could start at that linebacker.
He did break his leg.
He does have a fracture, and he has to go and find out Thursday, I think, whether or not that he has to have surgery or what the extent of the break is. But they do feel like that there is a fracture in it, in his foot and his ankle. And so he was one of the linebackers, and we put him at nose guard. So, you know, we had four freshman linebackers that could come in and play, and that's a position that we are in need. And so, you know, it's good for the future that you have those kids to be able to come in there and start at the varsity level and play at the level they need to play. So, you know, they need to improve. They need to get better. But they play with a passion that that is good for us to see at the varsity level.
And Lathan, it's such a shame. Last year he was having a great season as an eighth grader on the middle school team, broke his collarbone there about midway through the season, and now this happens. And he was an impact player. When you put him in there on the field, he was either getting a sack or making a tackle for a lot. I mean, for the little bit of time that he was in there this year, he made some
impact. Absolutely, you know, and that's what that's why we put him in there. We don't put him in there just because they look good. We put him in there because they can make plays, and you know that's what they have to understand. If they're going to play, if they're going to perform, when their time comes, then they're going to get some playing time. We've always said it doesn't matter whether you're a freshman or a senior. If you're the one that needs to be out there, we're going to put you out there. And Lathan sure showed that he should be out there. And, you know, he it's bothering him, and I can tell that. And you know, but he's young. He'll bounce back, and he'll be better because of it. Just as Gavin Dickerson, you know, he has another year. He's a junior. So, you know, they'll get it taken care of, and everything will work out just fine.
A couple other guys is Porter and Govan. It's been coming in a lot lately and really playing pretty well.
Well, Porter is a starter. He's been starting at offensive guard, and he's played and he can play center, and that's the beauty of having him in there, that he could play two positions and actually could play tackle. And that's what we try to do, is work those guys to where, you know, they can play at any position, not just one position. And Porter is he was the lineman of the week again for the second week in a row. Because he has just stepped up his level of play, and that's what we had to have. And so it's coming at the right time. And, you know, it's good that he can do that. Riley Govan is one that I feel very comfortable in putting in defensive line. He gets after you. He tries. His motor never quits. And I tell you, he really is going to be a factor, not just the rest of this year, but I think next year as well. He is going to be a good lineman.
We forget sometimes when you look out across that field on Friday night that the vast majority of these guys are going to be back.
Yeah, and they will. I mean,
won't have the coach that we had this year.
Well, you still have the same coaches. They're coaching. Jeremy and Sean are doing the job that they're supposed to do, but you know, I'm gonna tell you, they're gonna be exciting group to watch, and
absolutely.
You know, they just have to understand how good they could possibly be, and it's gonna determine how they work in off season, as opposed to what they want to do when they come back. I mean, they're a good group of kids, and you know, I'll be excited to come back and watch them each Friday next year.
Well, I know Russellville's a team that, as you said, they don't like to pass too much, and you would like to see them in a passing situation early and often, I'm sure. And I know that you all will have a defensive scheme plan to try to make that happen and have them in down in distance, long down in distance, early in the count there. So.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's our goal, but I mean, we have to understand too. Offensively, we got to score some points, and they're averaging 23, 24 points a game, and they're giving up 12 points a game.
Yeah,
so they get after you. They play well. We just have to see if we can match it, and we just don't want to put all of our marbles and all the pressure on our defense. We've got to score offense. It's very simple. You know, just like you look at Ballard, if you score more points than them, you know, you win the game. And Ballard scored more points at 74-70, so you just have to do that to win the ball game. But we have a scheme ready for them, and hopefully it's going to work. And the kids will get after them. The kids will play hard. We never worry about that, and we just got to make sure that there's no mental errors, breakdowns, mistakes, and stuff like that.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be none of that.
None of that.
I want to say congratulations to Devin Nezit, was a WPSD Player of the Week this week, and the week before was Ethan Dossett. So we kind of dominated Player of the Week.
Yeah, pretty good. And I understand that there's several kids nominated for Paducah Sun, whatever player that they are, for all-area player or something like that. So I know Brady Burke is one, Beavers is one, Nezit, Dossett and Boone, I think, are so. Yeah, I mean, it's good that the kids are getting some recognition, and you know, that Crittenden County is as well.
And I know what they want more than anything is to win this district championship and get that number one seed going into the playoffs. So we have the number six Russellville Panthers coming in for a big showdown Friday night. Coach Stone, good luck.
All right, buddy, appreciate it.